CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Daniel Braz. The Franc Commune announced on Tuesday that more strike actions will take place next week if there is no negotiated settlement. The strike is scheduled to take place over the course of a week, from December 8th to December 14th. With the province entering another month of labor unrest, CSQ President Éric Gingras said that this will be the last action taken by the Front before they begin an unlimited general strike after Christmas. In Toronto, the Court of Appeal for Ontario ruled in favor of a 2021 government mandate requiring all new teachers to take a math proficiency test, reversing a lower court's decision that the testing was unconstitutional. In its ruling, the court stated that the divisional court did not take into account the fact that teachers had unlimited attempts to pass the test, rendering the lower court's ruling flawed. Education Minister Stephen Lecce said he was pleased by the ruling and reaffirmed that the MPT is part of Ontario's plan to raise students' standardized test scores in math. On Tuesday, the government of Finland announced that a total closure of its border with Russia would take place within the next 24 hours. The announcement comes as the Finnish Prime Minister accused the Russian government earlier in the month of facilitating illegal border crossings by asylum seekers to destabilize the country and the broader European Union. The Finnish-Russian border will be closed for the next 2 weeks as Finland evaluates their options moving forward. To hear more and to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
You are...
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. We are here with myself, Stephanie. We've got Helen.
Hello.
And we have host of Hooked on Sonics, Omar Sonics.
It me.
Baby, one more time.
It me.
Oh, I heard it hit me.
Me too. I was like, yeah. Interesting.
I said it me. And then when you said hit me one more time, I thought you said one more time, as in repeat yourself.
Wow, we're really
already derailed the show.
That's amazing.
One time.
Just at the intro.
Omar
too.
Did say that his goal was to derail the show at the start, so I feel like we're on a good. Right off the bat.
Just achieved. Threw it off.
The beginning of the voyage is rocky, but
this makes us
grow as people.
Yeah. Just, you know.
One to grow on.
Rough seas.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
That one. That thing. Yeah.
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 Well, we have an exciting show for you all, full of depressing music. Some of it brand new.
On brand.
Some of it not so brand new. There's going to be a little bit of a little pep in the middle, a bit of a loud guitars. Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a pick-me-up, but the tempos will increase.
I see.
Okay. Yes.
Sounds right up my alley.
Exactly. We love to have Hooked on Sonics feel proud of Maiden Voyage. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
Tip the hat. Omar, what's new with you?
Nothing, man.
Yeah, sick.
I played an hour of Killing Joke tracks because Jordy Walker died this week.
R.I.P.
So that sucks.
That does suck.
On the topic of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
lead
it.
Lead singer
man.
Of the Pogues. died today.
Yeah, that's true. Heard about that. Yeah, Shane McGowan. Yeah. Me and Helen were talking about winter tires.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Super exciting.
This Sunday deadline, correct?
I'm somebody that's early. This is what we discovered, is I'm the early person and Omar is the...
It's tomorrow, actually, I think.
Oh, it's not December 1st.
I think it's December 1st.
Tomorrow's just not December 1st. Is it?
Isn't there
a 31st?
Tomorrow's December 1st.
Oh my God, no.
I don't know why I thought it was on Sunday.
Tomorrow is December
1st. I added more.
Can we just have one more day of November?
I may not know what day of the week it is, but I will know what date it is.
So you're just like playing it fast and loose right at the deadline. Like,
I mean, I gotta be me.
I should have counted on my knuckles. Yeah.
So I was telling Helen too that I may not do it today. I may do it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, just living on the edge.
Living on the edge.
Yikes. Yeah, not
that's
me.
Its own voyage.
Yeah, yeah. That's not my kind of voyage.
Omar, so your mechanic that said he could get you in 15 minutes, 15 minutes out, he didn't, it was supposed to be for today.
It was supposed to be for today. It was my fault. I got stuck in traffic trying to get to him. And then I wasn't sure how much time it would actually take for him to actually start working on the car before I had to get on air here. And the last few weeks, I've just been getting here literally as I go right on air. I think 2 weeks or last week, if you listened in, I'm out of breath as I'm introing the show. I played one song and I came back thinking, oh, I can talk now. Nope, was still out of breath. It was a mess.
Wow.
So I was like, we're not doing that this week.
That's when you do the like six song chunk.
Yeah, I should have done
and
that.
And then you're just like, I'm taking a little break today.
It was a stupid move.
You don't have to hear my voice as much.
It wasn't good.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is what
the
it is.
The stairs really do kind of get you when you're like
stairs
rushing.
Really, yeah. The stairs really take you out. That's it. I mean, and the asbestos.
Yeah. Oh, right.
There's a lot of things
that.
Going
triple
on
threat.
The lungs.
And triple threat here at CJLO.
And the lead water.
I haven't had the lead water here. Oh, wait, you mean
it's
in the city?
It's this type of year.
In the city.
It's really cold,
though.
It's
so brisk.
It's nice and cold, yeah. You can't taste the lead.
There's a little je ne sais quoi to it.
Yeah.
I do remember when the study came out about all of the lead water and me being like, oh, is all of my issues just slight lead poisoning?
Oh my God.
Wow. We'll never know.
Yikes.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah. On that note, let's play some music. Because that's what we do on Maiden Voyage. We're going to kick off the show with some Julia Jacklin. The song is called Body. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
The police met the plane. They let you finish your meal. I know you'd like to believe it, baby, but you're more keen than criminal. Just a boy who could get to a domestic flight without lighting up in the restroom. Got cold, cloud of smoke, thumbs still on the light. You look so proud. Couldn't wait to call a friend. We had to fly back home. Never got the money back for that weekend. Right there on the Sydney tarmac, I threw my luggage down. I said, I'm gonna leave you. I'm not a good woman. That's when the sound came in. I could finally see. I felt the changing of the seasons. All of my senses rushing back to me. Go your own way. Watch me turn my own head. On the driver, hands in my
naked, looking straight at you. Do you still have that photograph? Would you use it to hurt me? Well, I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. It's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. I thought the man would never leave. His suit is from Texas, thermit bulge from the sheer size of his body and pride. He asked me when I would walk on his back. I just had to laugh and fill up his glass. Looks at me when he says that his son needs a girl, like I wait around for duty to call on me. But I must move on, cause the boss says to evenly scatter my youth and my praise. I must love them all the most and the same. I hate pouring tea, it's not what I studied to do. I will pour the tea, that's what they pay me to do. Yuko, she waits for a man to buy up all her time. She may not look it, but she's getting too old for this. Still she smiles when she speaks of the father her children lost. He was a real rocket scientist. Now she works her shift and goes home and feeds her kids. She will pour the tea, it's what she is trained to do. But not like this and not for watching the blue sky like it was a prize. Oh,
those aces, my hands could be softer than they in fact are. He tells me if I have a chance, I must go be a star. He spent 20 years building his dream on his hard-earned beaver tin property. Says he's selling it soon, he's scared of this country. Says he's moving back south, he's scared of this country. I will pour the tea, I know they will pay me. I will pour the tea, cause art is not free. Now I lay back, tomorrow comes round too fast. So Matthew,
the sun has hardly warmed the water when it crushes on the sand. You hoped it would be warmer, you say, pulling out your hand.
And musicians in Canada. We invite you to participate in the 17th edition of the Célidor de la Musique du Monde. This World Music Showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered by the public and to be the recipient of numerous prizes. Sign up now. You have until December 11th to submit your application. For more information, visit célidor.com.
Is this thing on?
Tune into Transistor Sister with me, your host Allison, where I play the song Stuck in My Head so they can get stuck in yours. The best in Canadian and international, new tracks and your favorite throwbacks, indie, alternative, punk, garage, shoegaze, pop, and so much more. Transistor Sister, every Monday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM right here in Montreal. It is 6:26 here in our beautiful city, and you just heard a fascinating. I can that's not coming from the board.
Room next door.
Okay, wonderful.
There's music playing.
That's lovely. Okay. I was like, wait a second.
We're actually recording a song or something, I think.
So nice. We love the action happening in the oven at CJLO 1690 AM, where you can find recordings if you go to CJLO.com, recordings past and present that are recorded here at the station, which is super fun.
Live.
But live, happening live, which is fun. Usually it's pretty quiet here on Thursdays at 6.
There's a black box behind us. Yeah, just darkness.
But here it's light, full of light. Love to see it. You just heard Sepsis by Blanchell. That song goes out to Alana. Thank you so much, Alana, for requesting that song. She is currently at her holiday party, so can't be listening live.
Oh, wow. But Christmas holiday
we
party.
We look forward to listening afterwards.
Danger, holiday
after
party.
Being a bit, yeah, I was going to say, you know, maybe a little overserved, you're in bed, you're cozy, you're kind of hungover, you're listening to Maiden Voyage.
You're like the perfect songs for me to just
exactly.
cuddle a little bit
a
more.
A little deeper, realize you have to still work, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Get out.
Get up from bed and be like, oh,
be like,
headache.
Thank God for the pandemic, now we have remote work.
Yes, that
nice. Was, yeah, horrible thing to say, but...
And also too late for me, but I would have loved that. Not pandemic, the remote.
Right,
remote
because
is okay.
Now you're an artiste.
Yeah, that does no remote there. But
no remote work in the studio. No, but you get to make your own rules, your own schedule.
Yes, it is just chaos. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's it's not chaos. It's not true. But it's my own rules. That's true. And it's nice. So
get to play by your own rules.
Yeah, no holiday party. So no
you could
worries.
Make a holiday party. For yourself.
Yeah. I mean, we had a holiday, what felt like a holiday party a couple weeks ago on a Monday. So,
yes.
Which really wasn't a
the
holiday.
The Maiden Voyage holiday party.
Yeah. When we hung out and you made food. And
actually, maybe next week we should have the Maiden Voyage holiday party.
Here.
Hey, listeners, you're welcome to come to the Maiden Voyage holiday party next Thursday,
That's
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Join us.
Join us.
Call in, even.
Yes, call in. We'll share apparently now oatnog is a thing.
What?
So I've never had eggnog.
Oh, right.
And now apparently there's dairy-free alternatives, and I'm still kind of nervous to try it. But
to be fair, eggnog is one of those things where everyone would benefit from a dairy-free version. It's just too heavy. Mm. It's like no one
like
needs
that. White Russian.
Yeah, like a White Russian. I can't think of the last time I had a White Russian, but yeah, in that vibe.
When I did my bartender's license, there was an entire section on milk-based cocktails.
Did you have what was the one with the creme de menthe?
Oh, that's a grasshopper.
Ugh.
The one with the pink lady is a milk-based cocktail with grenadine, I want to say, which is vile.
I feel like I also did the same thing at my Cheers... You know, bar certification. I don't know why anyone would want a milk-based drink, but...
They did in the 60s. Mm. They really did in the 60s. What was happening then? I don't know. They also had Jell-O salads, so...
Speaking of White Russian and the dude, I will say thank you to Zach, if he's listening, because he is a very nice, kind man. And also, I don't know why that segue happened, but...
Is he a White Russian?
No, but he does like the dude.
Okay.
So, and the dude likes White Russians.
Okay, yes.
So
there the Big Lebowski, I see. I see where the
internal
the mental thought
monologue.
Of Helen is going.
Yes.
Just realizing that we didn't give you the update of the songs that we kicked off the show with. We started off with Body by Julia Jacklin, and then segued into Japanese Waitress by Miata, and then Swimmer by Helena DeLand was on right before the ad break. So that was I really, really like that song. Mm. I feel like that was very classic Maiden Voyage. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we just heard Sepsis by Blanchell. And coming up next, we are going to do a song that I have also been obsessing on this week. It's by Nemesis. It's her single from this year. It's called I Want to Be Your Right Hand.
Oh.
So let's play that right now on Maiden Voyage. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You're good for nothing. You said it once to me before. Found someone wiser. Was just in my thoughts. Intrusive thoughts have gotten worse, so I should drink some water. Confuse myself as another. I've been feeling smaller, smaller.
feel when you're telling me that nothing in my life is real. When you throw your words and hide behind a plastic shield, I just sit and smile. Writing my own fairy tales, building forts between the sofa and the windowsill. Dreaming of that day I'm tall enough to save myself. But I was just a child. What it takes to recognize emotions that I try to hide. The more I keep them all inside, the more thank you.
don't you tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about paint it black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. You just heard 13 by Bedouin. Before that was Etta Marcus with her new song, Snowflake Susie, In Your Eyes by N. I actually realized I don't know how to pronounce that artist's name, which is horrible of me. Njamile, A-N-J-I-M-I-L-E. Great song off of the album Give or Taker. And then Minor Feelings by Rina Sawayama, Hold the Girl. Love that song. Definitely has more of the kind of like party pop music, but I feel like that one's kind of...
That was good though.
Yeah, Maiden Voyage-esque.
Yeah.
A little bit toned down, but still brings some of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were just talking over the break about how we are looking forward to and yet also dreading January, as we know. I mean, we're kind of skipping December. December starts tomorrow, as we discussed at the start of the show.
Surprise.
But it's coming up quick.
Yeah, the eternal month of January that's just so long.
So long.
So many weeks. It feels like it's 5 weeks.
It does. But first, we do have to get through December. Next week, we'll have the holiday episode of Maiden Voyage. We'll play all of our favorite indie Christmas songs.
Yes.
So make sure that you tune in next week for that. And then we will be taking a break until the new year. Yeah. Maiden Voyage will not be live. We will have pre-records. So you can still tune in on Thursdays if you are looking for something to listen to. And CJLO will have a lot of great content all the way through the holidays. So definitely keep your dials tuned to 1690 AM, but we will not be live.
We will be
lavishing you with our witty banter. As Helen said, yes, we will be voyaging.
We will be voyaging somewhere else.
We will be voyaging somewhere else, which is very exciting. We're going to Helen's home country
of Nicaragua.
And maybe we will come back with some inspiration for shows in January. Maybe some new
warm vibes.
Some Nicaraguan music.
Yes, music. Anyway, Spanish language music,
there
who knows?
A flourishing music scene there. Do you know? No?
It's hard to compete with the likes of like Bad Bunny. Do you
right,
know what
Puerto
I mean?
Rico has a very...
All of Mexico, it's just like, hard. It's hard. I think we consume a lot. There's a lot of like good...
That's actually very interesting. It kind of almost sounds like the relationship that we have with Canadian content versus music from the States.
Mm-hmm. There are artists that are like well known. It's just not the same thing, you know, exactly. Right. And then people always like, you know, prefer the like the big names and stuff like mm-hmm. that. There's a lot of musicians, a lot of like local talent, mm-hmm. But not in that way. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
No, I mean, we
may, we'll discover.
We'll discover. And also, like, it does make sense that you would have one of the largest Spanish-speaking countries have.
Yeah.
Not to say a monopoly, but a large contribution yeah. towards what is yeah. popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mexico is like our U.S. in that way, too.
Fascinating.
So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So we're going to play a couple ads, and then we'll get right back into some songs so that you can hear a little bit of music before we're done here at the hour. So after the break, we are going to listen to some Tommy Lafoy and some Mannequin Pussy right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Are you sick and tired of trying to burn plastic straws on the beach in order to start a fire? Do you start crying whenever your father tries to talk to you about Martin Rosen's 1978 film Watership Down? Then come on down to Union Farm. We play music ranging from everything to ballet funk, to atmospheric black metal, to neoclassical dark wave, to industrial ambient, and even to chart-topping hits. And remember to leave your kids at home, they're really annoying. Union Farm. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
The older I get, the more I get sad when I keep myself from eating. And so do all my friends. I thought being a woman was cleaning up the mess, but I am the mess. And the more I look back, the more it looks fancy. And I was unwilling to give up what I had. I thought being a lover was folding your hand, but I'm done with that.
Thank you so much for tuning into Maiden Voyage this week. We love being here, playing this music for you all. You just heard Holly Kniff and Helios with a very relaxing instrumental tune by the firelight on Autumn, if you feel like checking it out. Great for these cooler fall, late fall evenings. Mm-hmm. We're not in winter yet.
Yeah, don't welcome it.
It's slowly
fast.
Creeping up, but again, thank you so much. Make sure that you tune in next week for our holiday episode. Woo-hoo. Because it's officially December and we're really excited for Christmas. And I feel like in the last couple of years, there's been some fun Christmas music put out that is not like traditional Christmas songs, like Christian songs. It's more kind of like indie.
Oh, there's a lot
songs
of good ones.
Written. Yeah. Modern, I guess modern Christmas songs is what you would say, but
yeah, we've done this actually. Many a COVID Christmas.
Oh, I have a few Christmas playlists that ready to whip out, because that's the thing. I remember, like, I used to listen to so much Christmas music back in the day because I'd be in the car and so the radio stations would be playing it. Yeah. I'd have Christmas CDs that my family would have that I grew up on. So it was just like I would listen to it so much, but then when you're working and you're working from home or like working in an office, like my go-to music isn't necessarily to be like, I'm going to put on Christmas music while I work.
Yeah. Actually, somebody at the studio was like, hey, do you mind if I put some Christmas music on? I was like, yeah, do it. And you know what? It is nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. So I think I'll start doing that, start to get into the vibe, because we'll be somewhere kind of warm. So I wanted to still have that kind of like cold, cozy Christmas feeling pre-leaving.
Yes, because you're not going to get it over there. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We'll be Feliz Navidadding. It's fine.
Yeah, just we won't play that song then.
I was going to say, which we will play next week.
Okay.
Maybe we can find an indie version that won't trigger you as much.
You know, if you can, that would be wonderful. I would love that.
Let's see. We're gonna do some homework. Yeah. In the background, you are listening to brand new Andre 3000. Just had to do this to like play out. I thought it was a good way to play out the show.
Very good.
And an album entirely of flute.
It's very good.
New Blue Sun. Check it out. There's zero talking, rapping,
I love
singing.
That, though.
It was great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's an experience. It's the first album in a while. Yeah, exactly. A first album in a while where I was like, oh, I feel like I actually just have to like sit and listen to this and not do anything else.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's good for dark evenings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cozy up.
But yeah, that's it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got Autobeat coming up next here on CJLO. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.